This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 280,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, and there are nearly 4.2 million confirmed infections. In the U.S., more than 80,000 people have died, and the number of confirmed infections exceeds 1.3 million. U.S. regulators have approved a new type of coronavirus test that administration officials have touted as a key to opening up the country. The Food and Drug Administration Saturday announced the emergency authorization for antigen tests developed by Quidel Corp of San Diego. The test can rapidly detect fragments of virus proteins in samples collected from swabs inside the nasal cavity, according to the FDA. Currently, the only way to diagnose active COVID-19 is to test the patient's nasal swab for the genetic virus material. While considered highly accurate, the test can take hours and require expensive, specialized equipment. Quidel says that its test can produce results in 15 minutes. As heads of state, local leaders, business owners, and individual citizens weighed the cost of reopening the global economy, fears of new outbreaks grew. A central question did emerge, that is, how much infection and loss of life will emerge amid the push to restart business? The scope of economic devastation deepened. The U.S. government reported the worst set of job numbers since record-keeping began in 1948. The infection rate is rising in many states as doors do reopen. Outbreak countries around the world are wrestling with how to ease curbs on businesses and public activity. This is all without having the coronavirus come surging back. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.